Today we're starting Maseches Megillah. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Beis. Maseches Megillah deals with, obviously, the Yom Tov of Purim and the Kriyas of Megillah and all the other mitzvos hayom, like Matanos Avyonim, Mishloach Manos, Suudas Purim. It also deals with various halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Once we talk about the halachas of Kriyas of Megillah, we talk about many of the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, how many aliyos there should be read, how many psukim you need in each aliyah, how many psukim need to be read at each time, the Haftaros of Shabbos and Yom Tovim, and we're also going to talk about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and the halachas of selling a Beis HaKnesses, if one ever needs to remove the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. So those are the basic topics, and we're also going to have 5 or 6 vlad in a row where it just darshins the Purim story, where we just talk about the Megillah itself. But in today's daf, the Mishnah is going to talk about the Zman for Kriyas HaMegillah. What day of the week we read the Megillah in a variety of different locations. We're going to mention the concept that Ein Bezin Yachal Levatel Divrei Bezin Chavero, so the different Zmanim must have been instituted originally by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah themselves. We're going to find the sources for the idea that Megillah has somewhat of an elastic Zman, that it's Lav Dafka exactly on the same day every year. And then we're going to have a Machlokas whether Bizman Hazeh we are just Kori Bizman, we just always read on Yadalit, or we also still have this din that you could sometimes read a little bit earlier, as our Mishnah is going to discuss. Then the Gemara is going to show on Amud Beis how we know what day the people from cities that are Mekafas Choma, what day they read, meaning the Gemara is going to have 4 questions to try to show that maybe there's some other halacha that people would read on a different day other than what it says exactly in our Mishnah. And the Gemara is also going to talk about how we define a city that's Mekafas Choma. Is it Mekafas Choma Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun, or Mekafas Choma Mimos Achashverosh? And we're going to talk about halacha of a city that's near another city, and whether it therefore becomes like part of that city, and that's going to be the end of the daf today. So let's begin with the Mishnah. First Mishnah, Maseches Megillah. Megillah nikreis biyud aleph, biyud beis, biyud gimel, biyud dalet, tesvav. The Megillah is read on either the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th day of Adar. Lo pachos lo yoser. It can never be read earlier than the 11th day of Adar, and it's never read after the 15th day of Adar. The Mefarshim all point out that it's a little bit strange that it says Megillah nikreis. The halacha is we have a mitzvah of kriyas haMegillah, so it should say korin as a Megillah, like it says, like aim korin on daf chaf amud aleph. We're gonna have such a lashon. It's not gonna say nikreis. It's gonna say aim korin as a Megillah. V'lomol v'lotav v'lomazin etc. So it should be korin. It should be in the positive korin as shema. We wouldn't say Hashema Nikreis. So several answers are offered by the Achronim. One of the suggestions that's offered is that Korin would sound like the people themselves that read on Yud Aleph also read Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav. But that's not true. When you change the subject from the people to the Megillah, so yes, the Megillah gets read, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav. But there is no one who is Korin as a Megillah, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav. That would never apply to the same person. Different people read on different days. Some of the Achronim suggest that Nikreis would imply that Korin rather would imply that you're not Yotze, that one could be Yotze, that it doesn't say Korin, because it's Korin would imply that B'lashon Chiyuv it would sound like everyone has to read it themselves, and you're not Yotze with Shomea Ka'ona. That's why it says Nikreis, to tell us that other people can read for you. By Kriya Shema it says Korin Shema, because you're not Yotze Al Yidei Shmiya. That's what the Magen Avraham paskins in the side of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samech Aleph, that by Kriya Shema you can't just listen to someone else say Shema. It's by Kriya Shema, it's Korin, because you do have to say it yourself. So Megillah Nikreis, to let it be known that you don't have to do it yourself. You could hear the Megillah from somebody else. So be that as it may, it cannot be read before the 11th day of Adar or after the 15th day of Adar. So who reads when? Says the Mishnah. Krachna Mekavn Chom Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. Any city that has a wall around it from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, Korin B'Tezvav. Such a city would read on the 15th day of Adar. Kfarim Vayaros Gedolos, Korin B'Yadalid. But small villages, and even large cities, but ones that do not have a wall around it from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, would read on the day that we call Purim, on the 14th day of Adar. The question is why the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether we actually define walled cities as cities that had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, or what we would probably assume would be more logical, cities that had a wall around it from the times of Achashverosh, because after all, that's when the idea of Kriyas HaMegillah was instituted. But we say in our Mishnah clearly, not like the sheet of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, that it's based on the cities of that had a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So the Yerushalmi asks the question, why? Why would it depend on Yeshua ben Nun and not depend on Achashverosh? So the Yerushalmi says that it's lach lo kavod la'aretz Yisrael, that it's a way of giving kavod to Eretz Yisrael. I forgot to mention, today's Daf Shir is sponsored by Dovi Kupfer and family. Zuzchus for the safety in Eretz of Achinu B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So the Yerushalmi again raised that question. I was reminded by Eretz Yisrael. So the Yerushalmi gives that answer. He says, "Kedei lach lo kavod Eretz Yisrael," to remind us of to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean, to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael? Because in the times of the Megillah story, Eretz Yisrael was not built up and did not have walls around the major cities. So it would be embarrassing that the real fortified strong cities all read in Tezvav, and Yerushalayim is not going to be included in that list of cities. So that's embarrassing to Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim is Bukhurbana. So we dafka want to make it from time, cities that had a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, to give the proper kavod to Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, Elisha, Kfarim Makdim and Liyam HaKnisa. See, even though both Kfarim and Ayaros technically read on Yudalid, Kfarim, small villages, don't always have to read on Yudalid. They could be Makdim Liyam HaKnisa. They could read on an earlier day if the day that Yudalid falls out is not a day that they would all gather together for a market day. So we would go to the previous Monday or Thursday, because the previous Monday or Thursday is the last Yom HaKnisa. Now, why is it that Kfarim are Makdim Liyam HaKnisa? Why is it necessary to allow for villages to read early? So Rashi says, because on Sheni V'Chamishi, the Bnei Kfarim would all gather together in the big cities to go to Beis Din, because the Masakein Takanas Ezra was that Beis Din is only Yoshev B'Sheni V'Chamishi. So since the Bnei Kfarim didn't know how to read the Megillah themselves, they weren't so educated, so they made a kula that they should be able to go into on the day that they're in the big city, they should be able to hear the Megillah when they're in the big city. That way they won't have to gather together on a third day of the week, aside from Monday and Thursday, to have to go into the city again. That's how Rashi understands. The Rashba quotes B'Shem Tosfos that the derech of the Bnei Kfarim was that they would come into the big cities to hear Kriyas HaTorah B'Sheni V'Chamishi. He says it wasn't about Beis Din, that B'Sheni V'Chamishi is the din of Kriyas HaTorah, and they didn't know how to read the Torah themselves, so they would gather together for Kriyas HaTorah, so they didn't want to be matriach them again for Megillah, so they would just do it on a Kriyas HaTorah day. The Meiri gives a third explanation. He says the idea is that when it says that he quotes from the Rambam, Meiri quotes from the Gedolei HaMechaberim, it's the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, that the Bnei HaKfarim were not did not get together in the cities for Mikra Megillah nor for Kriyas HaTorah. He says Chazak al Bnei Yisrael, even Bnei Kfarim are educated enough that they should be able to know how to read Torah, they should be able to know how to read the Megillah. No, it was that the Bnei HaKfarim would get together in their villages on Sheni B'Chamishi for Kriyas HaTorah, meaning they were farmers, so they didn't always get together in Shul, they didn't always gather together. So it's not that they went into the cities. They went in the villages, in their own villages, they got together. On the other days, they didn't gather together at all. So they were makel to be able to read the Megillah on days where anyway that they were getting together, anyway they were gathering together. So Ketzad, how does this turn out therefore? So the Mishnah is going to go through every single permutation of when Purim could fall out. Actually, before that, the Ran writes that, meaning there's a discussion in the Rishon, the Ran raises the question. So good, so let's assume like Rashi, that the villages didn't know how to read themselves, so they all had to go to the big cities, and they were going to the big cities anyway, Monday, Thursday for Beis Din, so that's when they'd get the Megillah. That's great for Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. What about Kriyas HaMegillah Belaila? There's a mitzvah to read the Megillah at night also. How do they get the mitzvah of Megillah at night? So the Ran says that it could be that the Bnei Kfarim didn't read the Megillah at night, because that's not the Yikur Kriyas HaMegillah. The mitzvah is to be Kriyas HaMegillah Belaila V'Lishnosa Bayom. V'Lishnosa Bayom is the Yikur. The Kriyas HaMegillah during the daytime is a mitzvah midir Kabbalah, and nighttime is a mitzvah midir Abanan. So just like we were makel for them to be makdim the Kriyas HaMegillah Shal Yom on an earlier day, maybe they were makel that they didn't have to read the Megillah at all at night. That was that's how the Ran understands. The Meiri, however, says that they would send people from the Ayaros to the Kfarim, to the villages, someone who was a baki to read for them at night. But the next day, when the people were going to Beis Din anyway, they would read in the city. But they must have sent someone from the Ayaros to read for them at night. The Ran says, oh, so they just wouldn't have a Kriyas Megillah at night. There was also a discussion. Rashi in Rashi of Dibra Maskal Ella, it's very clear that the Chum were Chasal B'nei Kfarim. The Chum felt bad for the B'nei Kfarim since they didn't know how to read the Megillah, that they shouldn't have to be Matriach themselves to come a different day. So they would have someone from the city read for them on the day that they would come in for the Beis Din anyway. Well, wait a second. The guy who lives in the city, he has a mitzvah Kriyas Megillah on Yud Dalet. The guy who lives in the village is coming in, let's say, on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel because it's the Yom HaKnisa, he's going into Beis Din anyway. So we're going to have someone from the city be Motzi, the guy who's a Ben Kfar in Kriyas Megillah on a day that the Ben Ir is not Chayiv to read Megillah. One of the fundamental principles of being Motzi someone else in a mitzvah is that in order to be Motzi someone else in a mitzvah, you need to be a Mechuyiv B'davar in order to be Motzi someone else in a mitzvah. If a person himself is not Mechuyiv B'davar, he can't be Motzi someone else in a mitzvah. Well, on the 11th, 12th, or 13th day of Adar, the Ben Ir is not Mechuyiv B'davar. He has no Chayiv of Kriyas Megillah. How is it possible then that he's going to be Motzi a Ben Kfar who happens to be in town for Kriyas Megillah? So the Ritva writes, B'Shem Rabosav, that he says, no, but that was the Ikar Takana. Meaning, just like the Takana of Kriyas Megillah for B'nai Kfar was that they could read Yeralf Yudbeis and Gimel, so the Takana was that a Ben Ir could read it for them. So that becomes like he's a Mechuyiv B'davar. That's the way the Rabbanu were Mesakein the mitzvah. Rabbi Kivegu says different. Rabbi Kivegu says, Einachinami, a Ben Ir cannot be Motzi a Ben Kfar. What Rashi means is not that a Ben Ir would read it for them. The Ben Ir would read it, and then the Ben Kfar would repeat word after word. He'd have to actually say it himself because he cannot be Yotzei through Shomei Kahuna. The Ben Ir would just say the word so that the Ben Kfar could then repeat word for word of the Megillah. But Einachinami cannot be Yotzei from the person who's from the city who's reading the Megillah. The Chassam Sofer just raised the question, then he would need a Megillah in front of him, meaning Kar Al Peh Lo Yatza. It wouldn't be good enough for the Ben Ir to be reading out of a klef and then to repeat word after word what he says. You'd have to look at the klef yourself. Everyone would need their own klef. Maybe they had like a Meturgaman kind of situation where they had the Ben Ir would read it, someone else would have a klef and would repeat after him. Another Ben Kfar would have a klef and repeat after him out loud for everyone else. Maybe something like that. Okay, so Kate said, how would this work out? Chalios Yudal B'Sheni. So if Purim fell out on a Monday, so Kfar Mayaros Kedolos Korim Bo Bayom, the villagers and big city people would read on that day, and the people from cities that were surrounded by a wall would read on Tuesday. Chalios Peshlishi or Berevi, if Purim fell out on Tuesday or Wednesday, Kfar Makdim Liyam Aknisa, the villagers would read on the previous Monday, Vayaros Kedolos Korim Bo Bayom, people from the big cities would read on that day itself, on the Tuesday or the Wednesday, Umukovus Choma Lamachar, and the people from cities that had walls around it would read on the following day on Tes Vava. Chalios b'chamishi, if Purim fell out on Thursday, Kfarim v'yaros gedolos korim b'biyom, the villagers and this big city people would read on the day of Purim itself, in Nidal Adar, u'mukavos chama l'machar, and people from the cities that had a wall around it would read on Friday. Chalios erev Shabbos, if Yudal Adar fell on Friday, Kfarim makdim liyom haknisa, so then the villagers would read early, they would go back to Thursday, v'yaros gedolos u'mukavos chama korim b'biyom, and both the large cities and the cities that had walls around it would read on that Friday, which would mean that the cities that had walls around it were reading a day earlier than usual. Normally they would read on Tesvav, but if Purim fell out on Friday, they'd have to read on Friday. Why not a day late? Because one of the principles is Lo Pachos V'lo Yoser. You can never read past the 15th. You can never go later than the 15th. So if they can't read on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos, you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos, so they would go the day earlier, they would read on Friday. Chalios B'Shabbos, if Yudal Adar fell on Shabbos, Kfar Mayaros Gedolos Makdim and Kfar Liyom HaKnisa. So both the villagers and the city dwellers would read on the Yom HaKnisa, would go back to Thursday, and the people from cities that had walls around it would read on Sunday. Chalios Achar HaShabbos, fell out on Sunday, Kfar Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa, well then the villagers would go back to the previous Thursday, Vayaros Gedolos Korim B'Biyom, the big cities would read on Sunday, on Purim itself, and the people from cities that had walls around it would read on the following day, would read on Monday. Good, so that's how it falls out, no matter what day of the week. week, Megillah falls out on the Mishnah, just informed us how people from each of these three types of cities would read the Megillah. Megillah nikreis biralef minalan. Where do we get the idea that Megillah could be read so early, that it could be read as far back as the 11th day of Adar? So minalan could be the name of the command. Chacham kilal from lios makdim liyom haknisa kdei sheis pugumayim mazon lachem shabukrachim. What do you mean minalan? Where the Gemara is going to say later on that the reason the Chachamim were makel to allow this to happen, to allow the Megillah to be read early, was so that the people from the villages would not be busy on Purim itself, and they'll be able to provide mayim u'mazon. They'll be able to provide food and water for the people in the big cities. So that's why they would read the Megillah early. What do you mean minalan? Where do we know that they would do this from? It's interesting that the Gemara assumes that that's the reason. The Gemara later on is going to discuss what the reason is. That's the hava amina. The Gemara is going to have a different reason, that it's not really for the benefit of the B'nai Krach, that it was really for the benefit of the B'nai Kfar, not for the benefit of the B'nai Krach. But anyway, it's not the Yikr Sugi over here, because the Gemara says, no, anan hachi kaminan. What we really mean to ask is, michti, kulu anshei knesset hagadol teknenu. Clearly, Kriyas HaMegillah was something that was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Dis HaGadai Dich Anshei Knesset HaGadola Yadal V'tesvav Tikun Asra Abon V'akri Tekant Tekinu Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Meaning, obviously, the Anshei Knesset HaGadola were misakin all of these different days. Because if the Anshei Knesset HaGadola were only misakin to read Megillah on the 14th day of Adar and the 15th day of Adar, we would never have a right to read it on any other day besides for those 2 days. The fact that we read it on other days means that the Anshei Knesset HaGadola must have put this in the original plan. We know that it's part of the original plan, because if it wasn't part of the original plan, we never would have been able to add these days, because a later basin is not allowed to be mevatel something that was instituted by an earlier basin. So if something was instituted by an Anshei Knesset HaGadola, we would never have the right to read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, if that wasn't part of the original plan of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. El Pshita Kulu Anshei Knesset HaGadola Tekina. So clearly, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav, all of it was determined by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Hecha Remiza, but where do we see it in the Psukim that the Anshei Knesset HaGadola actually instituted to read as early as Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav? So before we get to the answers, a fascinating question Rav Elchanan raises in Kovitz Ha'aras and Mesechus Yevamos and Siman Samach Tes, Os Lamed Zayin. He says, how does this work? That Ein Beis Nyachal Vatel Divrei Beis Nchavero, Alam Kin Gadol Menu B'chachem Minyin. A Beis cannot uproot something that was done by a previous Beis unless they're greater B'chachem Minyin. But you know what a Beis does have the right to do? To be Oker Davar Min HaTorah. Meaning that we do find. The Gemara in Yevama says that a Beis Din has the right to tell us, even though there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, to blow shofar on Shabbos, even when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, blow shofar on Shabbos, and that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. A Beis Din has the right to say, nah, don't do it. Don't do the mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to take lulav on Shabbos. Beis Din has the right to say, nah, don't do it. But they can't be oker divrei Beis Din Chavero. They can be oker divrei Torah, but they can't be oker divrei Beis Din Chavero. So Rav Elchanan suggests that the Gedda, that the Chum are oker Davar Min HaTorah b'shevi altase, doesn't mean that the mitzvah is nek ar mimakoma. It's just that there's a mitzvah l'shma divrei Chachamim that competes with the mitzvah, with this other mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar or the dalaminim or whatever it might be. So like the issa the Gemara Maseches in Maseches Menachos, I'm learning this summer Maseches Menachos in Perkat Chelas, says they're not allowed to put sad in betzitzis, even though midaraisa you're allowed to make shatness in your tzitzis on a daraisa level. Asei dochalos, it's one of the classic examples of asei dochalos. But the Rabban made a takana not to put sad in betzitzis because they were worried that a person might have faked chelas, or might wear it at night, or whatever it might be, and that's going to be a problem of shatness shalo b'makom mitzvah. So you see that there's a b'shevi al tasa, they're telling you not to do something, and therefore mele becomes asir. But that's only in a place where the chum asir to be mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. But over here by Megillah, the chum aren't asring the b'nei kfar to read on yadalid; they're pattering them from reading on yadalid. When the rabban are making a gzeira that they're afraid that there's a specific concern you're going to come to violate an issa d'oraisa, so then you have a mitzvah l'shma divrei chachamim in that kind of case. But when we're just pattering from a mitzvah, so that what gave them the right to patter something that the Anshei Knesset HaGadola were misakin, that they have no right to do. So that's why they can't be mevatel divrei beis din chavero. Others suggest that no, Divrei Torah, we're not as worried about people being mezalzel the Divrei Torah if Bezin is mevatalit, and therefore the Chachamim have the right to be okur davar minat Torah. But Divrei Chachamim, we're more worried that people are going to be mezalzel if any Bezin could come along and be mevatal Divrei Bezin Chavero. So we don't want people to be mezalzel in Divrei Chachamim. That's why sometimes we treat Divrei Chachamim more strictly than we treat Divrei Torah. That's the fascinating question of Rav Elchanan, why it is that they can't be mevatal Divrei Bezin, but they can be okur davar minat Torah. But anyway, our Gemara's question is, where do we find in the Psukim any remez to the idea that you could read Megillah and Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? So says Gemara, two possibilities. First possibility, Amar Rav Shem Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Makra, L'kayim Yisimei Apur Me'ila, Bizmanehem. So we learn from the word Bizmanehem, Zmanim Harbei Tiknulem, that there are multiple times that you could read the Megillah. So, Haimi Ba'ilei Lufei, what do you mean? Don't we need the word Zmanehem to teach me Yud Aleph and Tesvav? Those are the multiple times. How do you know it comes to add additional days? Same Kane, Lemakra Zman. If it only wanted to tell me Yadal Tezvav, it would have said Zman. My Zmanehem, Zmanim Tuva. Tells me that there are plenty of other days. But don't I already need the Pasuk to tell me that each one has to read on a different day, that the people from the cities can't read on the 15th and the people from the walled cities can't read on the 14th? Im Kane, Lemakra Zmanam. Then it would have said Zmanam. My Zmanehem, what do I get from the extra hey? Shamina Kulhu. That there are other days also. So that you're allowed to read the Megillah aside from Yudalim and Tezvav. Emes Manim Tuva. Great. So why don't I read it now? Why don't I read the Megillah in Chodesh Shvat or in Chodesh Tishrei, whenever you want to read? Maybe it's plenty of other days. How do you know it's only Yudal, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? So Zmanehem Dumyo Dizmanam. Because we darshan that the Zmanehem, whatever we derive from that extra hay, is only as much as we derive from the original word Zmanam. Mazmanam Trei, just like Zmanam was Yudalim and Tezvav. So whatever we're adding with the Reboy is only going to be two more days. So Zmanehem, Trey, it's only two extra days. Says Gemara, yeah, but there are three. Ve'ima Treysar v'Tleysar. If that were the case, then it should be the 12th and 13th. How can we go as far back as the 11th, 12th, and 13th? That's three extra days. So Kedam Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Yud Gimel Zman Kilu Lakoli, V'lo Tzarech L'Rabuye. No, the 13th, you don't need any drasha to tell me you're allowed to read on the 13th. That's obvious that you're allowed to read on the 13th, because it's a Zman Kihila Lakol. It's a time that they gather together. What does that mean, the time that they gather together? So Rashi says, Yud Gimel was a Zman Milchama. It was a time that we were able to be Noke Me'aveyam. So clearly that would be a day of celebration. That would be part of the celebration. So obviously it makes sense to read the miracle. That's the day the miracle actually happened. That's when we won the war. That's when we fought. We were able to defend ourselves. So of course you'd be able to read the Megillah Misvara on the 13th. That's how Rashi understands. The Rabbeinu Tam, quoted by many of the Rishonim over here, by the Rosh and others, says, wait, since when do we celebrate on the day of the war? We always celebrate Bizman Menucha, when we rest from the war. Why would the fact that there was a war help us, that the war on Yud Gimel, why would that help us? So that's what other Rishonim suggest, the Ran and others say, no, Zman Ki Lakol, he means, it's the day of Tainus Esther. And since it's Tainus Esther, it's Pasha that on Tainus Esther you're allowed to read the Megillah, because we're celebrating Tainus Esther. What you see from that Ran is that Tainus Esther is very different than a regular fast. A normal fast, you don't celebrate. You wouldn't. It's not a fast. Tainus Esther is a fast of celebration. On Tainus Esther, we're celebrating the Koach HaTfila. We're showing what happens when Klal Yisrael gets together and they fast and they daven. So it's part of the Purim celebration. Meaning Purim is only appreciated when you have Tainus Esther before it, because the idea of Purim is that Kodesh Baruch Hu responds to the Tfilas of Klal Yisrael. So that's the celebration of Purim together with Tainus Esther, and therefore it makes sense that we'd read the Megillah on Yud Gimel. And therefore, the extra drasha that teaches me two extra days teaches me Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Yud Gimel is already covered from the Svara. Hachanam Yud Gimel Zman Ki Lakali V'lo Tzorech L'Rabuye. So Yud Gimel is already included, and therefore I only need the Rebuy in the Pasuk to tell me Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. I Ve'em Meshitzah V'Shivsar. Maybe he's coming to tell me two extra days, the 16th and the 17th. How do I know it's going backwards in time? So V'lo Yavar K'siv No, because it says V'lo Yavar, so I know it can't be any later than the 15th. So that was all one drasha, one understanding, one opinion of how I know you could read as early as the 11th and 12th. Nachmeni Amar, second opinion. Amar Kra, ki yam mashanach bema Yehudim. Yamim ki yamim. L'rabos Yidal of Yudbeis. That ki yamim teaches me that we have two other days like the first, like Yudal and Tezvav, and those two other days are Yidal of Yudbeis. Ve'im a trace of a tlesa. How do I know it's not the 12th and 13th? So Amar Shem Bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel, Zman Kilula Kolhi. No, we already said that Yud Gimel is, as the Rosh Shmuel Bar Yitzchak told us, Yud Gimel, Zman Kilula Kolhi. It's the day of gathering again how Rashi says how they fought the war, or like the Ran says that they fast, we fast Tainus Esther, and therefore v'lo tzarek l'rabuye. It's obviously you read the Megillah on that day. Ve'em ha'shitz ha'v'shev sar, maybe it's the 16th or 17th, v'lo yavar k'siv. No, it says v'lo yavar. Okay, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, might tell me b'zmanehem. Why does Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani not like the original drasha of b'zmanehem, that he has to say another drasha of ki yamim, zman, zmanam, zmanehem, lo mashmalei? He doesn't think you can make three different drashas from one word, zman, and then the fact that it says zmanam, and then zmanehem, the extra hey, he doesn't think that's enough to make so many drashas. Rav Shmuel bar Abba, my time lomar mi ki yamim. Why doesn't he say from the word ki yamim, like Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak says, samlach ha'u l'doros l'duchsiv. Ki yamim tells me that even l'doros, we read the Megillah on two separate days in Yadal Tesvav, that it wasn't just that first year that they celebrated Purim. Amar Rabba bar Bechan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zu divir Rabbi Kiva satim ta'a, didar zman zmanam zmanehem. What we just said in the Mishnah was the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Satim Ta, Rashi suggests, why is he called Rabbi Akiva Satim Ta? Because all of his Talmidim are the Stams. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta is Rabbi Nechemia, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. All the Stams are Rabbi Akiva. Rashi doesn't like that Pshat, but it's an interesting Pshat, that's why he's called Rabbi Akiva Satim Ta. Pasha Pshat is that our Stam Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva. So that's why we call him Rabbi Akiva Satim Ta over here. That our Stam Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you have all these different times to read the Megillah. But the Chum say, no, you only read the Megillah on Yudalit and Tesvav. There are no extra days for reading the Megillah. So, frankly, more Meisve, Rabbi Yehuda has the opinion, when do we read the Megillah on all these different days? That's only when we're in Eretz Yisrael and everything's going nicely. But nowadays, since everyone looks at Purim to try to figure out when Pesach is going to be, so then we're only going to read the Megillah bizmana. We're only going to read the Megillah nowadays on the 14th and 15th, because we need to figure out Pesach, and everyone's going to be way off if we're reading the Megillah on the wrong day. Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky showed me at a bar mitzvah yesterday, he pulled the Medrash Tanchuma off the shelf, and he showed me that the Girsan, the Medrash Tanchuma, is not Hol Mestaklin Ba in Koron Osel bizmana. The way they have it written out is Hol Umestama Bekiyin Ba in Koron Osel bizmana. And he said, well, what does that mean? Hol Mestama Bekiyin Ba? Where does that come from? So he said, Pashtus is that it's a typo, that it was a Rashi Tevis. Hol Mestaklin Ba and Hol Mestama Bekiyin Ba were probably the same Rashi Tevis. Hol Vav Mem Beis, whatever, however you would say it. So they got it wrong when they spelled it out in the Medrash Tanchuma. It's like the Gemara says, Hol Mestaklin Ba. They were used it to determine when Pesach is going to be. So that's in Koron Osel bizmana. The Mefarshim on the side of the Medrash Tanchuma don't say that. They have different interpretations of what it means. Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman. But who would Rabbi Yehuda be following when he says that there's a difference between Bizman Azeh and the times where Yisrael is Shri and Al Masan? Ilem Aliba Rabbi Kiva. If he's following Rabbi Akiva's opinion, well, Afil Bizman Azeh Yisalai Takanta. Rabbi Akiva holds in our Mishnah that even Bizman Azeh we read on multiple different days. Elav Aliba Rabbanan. So clearly he's going within the sheet of the Rabbanan. And still, Bizman Shashan Ketikman Yisrael Shri and Al Masan. But at least when Klal Yisrael is Shulian Al and Masan, we do read on these different days according to the Rabbanan. So how can you tell me that according to the Rabbanan there are no other days? It's just Yudalit and Tesvav. So Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. Yeah, it's a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Igada Amri. Others have a different version of the conversation. The Ram Rabba Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan Zudiv Rabbi Kiva Satim Ta'a Avol Chamam Bizmana Zeh Hol Mestaklin Ba Ein Kornasel Bizmana. That it's the Chachamim who distinguish between Bizmana Zeh and the times when Klal Yisrael Shulian Al Masan. It's not that Chum just say across the board we only read Yadal Tesvav like the first version. No, the Chacham themselves make this distinction and say that when Klal Yisrael Shulian Al Masan, that's when we have all these different days. But nowadays it's only Yadal and Tesvav. And then the Braisa with Rabbi Yehuda is going to be a good Raya. Tanya Nami Hachi Am Rabbi Yehuda Emesai Bizman Shasham Ketikram Yisrael Shulian Al Masan of Bizman Azel Mustakal Bein Kornosal Bizmana. Rabbi Yehuda also makes this distinction between when Klal Yisrael Shulian Al Masan and Bizman Azeh. So then he works out very well according to that version of the Rabbanan. Rav Ashi Kashle Rabbi Yehuda Ad Rabbi Yehuda Umukim Lo Lebraisa Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi had a stira within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and therefore had to take one of the braisas that had Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and say that was actually following the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. What was his stira in Rabbi Yehuda? So far we saw that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a difference between when Klal Yisrael Shulin Al and Masan versus Bizman Azeh. When Klal Yisrael Shulin Al and Masan, everything was fine. We read Megillah Yeral, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yudal, Tezvav. Nowadays, just Yudal, Tezvav. Fract the Gemara, Miyam Rabida Bizmana Zeh, Hol Mustakal by Inkornosel Bizmana. Is that true? Does Rabida really hold that Bizmana Zeh, we only read in Yidalin and Tezvav? Urim Minhi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai Makam Shenichnasim Bishen Vichamishi, Aval Makam Shenichnasim Bishen Vichamishi, Inkornosel Bizmana. That in a place where they're not Nichnas into the cities on Mondays and Thursdays, then they would only read in Yidalin and Tezvav. But it sounds like Makam Shenichnasim Bishen Vichamishi, Miya Karinan, Vafil Bizmana Zeh, in places even nowadays, that they have a market day that they get together on Mondays and Thursdays. Sounds like even nowadays they would read on Yiral Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Aleph or Tezvav. So that's against what Rabbi Yehuda had said on the bottom of Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Yehuda says that Bizman Hazeh, we forget Yiral Yud Beis Yud Gimel, it's only Yud Aleph and Tezvav. No, you see that even Bizman Hazeh, if you have a place where they get together on Monday, Thursday, you would read as early as Yud Aleph. So Mukum Lo Lebraisa, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So he said the Braisa must be gone like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Umishim Dekashle, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi the Muklam al Brais of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, just because he has a kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, he has the right to say that the Brais is going like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Brais doesn't say Rabbi Yosef, it says Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Ashi Shmuel leidika detani like Rabbi Yehuda, vika detani like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Umid kasha le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Amr man detani like Rabbi Yehuda, lav dafka man detani like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda dafka. No, he had alternate traditions of who the author of the Brais was. He had one tradition that the author of the Brais was Rabbi Yehuda, and he had another version of the Brais where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was the author of the Brais. Once he saw that Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere says the opposite of what the Braisa says, he realized that the tradition that the author of the Braisa is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is the more reliable tradition. The one that says that it was Rabbi Yehuda is not so reliable, because that would be a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not just he's making it up out of whole cloth, the idea that it's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. He had a tradition like that, and he decided to subscribe to that tradition as opposed to the other tradition that it was written by Rabbi Yehuda. So cities that had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun read on the 15th day of Adar. Minani mili. How do I know this to be true? Amar Rav Adam Kral. Kena Yudim Aprazim Ayoshim Bari Aprazos. Mid the Prazim Barba Asar Mukafim B'Chamisha Asar. From the fact that the Prazim read on the 14th, for the walled cities must read on the 15th. So says Gemara, how do you know that? Veim Aprazim Barba Asar. It just says what day Prazim read. What day the regular cities read. It never says what day the Mukafis Chomer read. So veim prazim barbaasar mukafim klal kallo. Maybe the regular cities read on the 14th, and the cities that have walls around it don't read at all. So says the Gemara, that can't be. What? The lav Yisrael ninu? Are they not Jews? They shouldn't celebrate Purim. That's ridiculous. Va'od mehodivad kush ksiv. Plus, everyone celebrates Purim. It says in the Megillah, mehodivad kush, that the whole world celebrates Purim. So veim prazim barbaasar mukafim barbaasar ubechamesar. Maybe it means that the regular cities read on the 14th, and the mukafim read on both the 14th and the 15th. Maybe that means that when the Pasuk talks about the 14th and 15th, it means that they have to read both days. So it says, if it would have said and then right away v'chamisha asar, you'd be correct. But the fact that it adds a v'es in between arba'asar and chamisha asar, asa es upasuk. The S comes and divides up the two. Hani barba'asar, hani b'chamisha. Tell me that it's not talking about the same people that read on both the 14th and the 15th. 14th and 15th doesn't go together. It divides the two. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva or Chaim Simkuf Tzadi Dalit points out the pasuk says when it talks about the Kohanim doing kiddush shadayim raglayim, it says v'rachzu aron uvadim imenu. Es yedehem ve'es raglehem. It doesn't say es yedehem v'raglehem. Now, according to this limud, whenever there's an extra S, it's supposed to divide them, separate them. How do the Kohanim do kiddush yedayim raglehem? So it's a machlokes in Masech Zvachim Daf Yotes, how they would do kiddush yedayim raglehem. One opinion says maniach yado yemanas al gaba raglo yemanas v'yado asmalas al gaba raglo asmalas mekadesh. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says shtei yadav zuol gabzu va'al gabi shtei raglav zuol gabzu, that he puts both his hands on both his feet. Either way, according to both opinions, the hands and feet are washed at the same time. They're washed together. So Frektlich Samsofer, a strong kasha, he says, if we're going to say that every time the word ve'es is added in, it's dividing, it's separating the two, so the word es is added in between the kiddush yadayim and kiddush raglayim, and we don't separate the two, we put them together. Okay, kasha to think about. Says the Gemara further now, ve'ema prazim bar besar, mukafen ibo bar besar, ibo b'chamesar. Maybe what it means to say is the prazim read on the 14th, but the mukafen, they don't have to read both, but they have the option of the 14th. 14th or the 15th. Now, Amar Krab is Zmanehem. Zman Shazel, lo Zman Shalzeh. Now, Zmanehem teaches me that the Zman for people who read on the 14th is different than the Zman for people who read on the 15th. Vema Betleisar. So maybe they're supposed to read it. Maybe people in Walt cities are supposed to read as early as the 13th. Says Zman, no, Keshushan. They're supposed to be like Shushan. Shushan reads on the 15th, and therefore they read on the 15th as well. So Ash Chanasia, Zechira Minolan. This wasn't about reading Megillah. This pasuk that we've been darshaning about the Prazim versus the Mukavas Choma was about when they celebrate Purim. How do I know Zechira? How do I know that they actually read the Megillah on those days? So Amakrava Yameela Nizkarim Vina Asim Iskish Zechira LaAsiya. The pasuk itself links Zechira to Asiya. So says, so that's how we know that if it's the day they celebrate Purim, it's also the day they read the Megillah. Period. Now, when our Mishnah assumed that the definition of a walled city is a city that had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, that was against the following Tanya. The Tanya, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, that only cities that are walled around from the days of Achashverosh should read on the 15th. So my time is Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Why would Rabbi Shua ben Karcha say it depends on Achashverosh? Well, ki Shushan, it should be just like Shushan. Ma Shushan, Mekav Zchom, Mimos Achashverosh, Karim B'chamisha Asar. Av Kol, Shemekav Zchom, Mimos Achashverosh, Karim B'chamisha. If we're using Shushan as the model, well, Shushan was a city that had a wall from the days of Achashverosh, and therefore any other city we're going to define as a walled city should be a city that had a wall from the times of Achashverosh. V'tana didan maitaima. Great, so now we understand why you would say that a walled city is defined by the days of Achashverosh. What about our Tanu? Why would you define it by Yehoshua ben Nun? So yell of Prazi Prazi. So since the word Prazi appears both in the days of Yehoshua ben Nun and in the days of the Megillah, so we darshin Malalan Mukavischom Mos Yehoshua ben Nun, Afkan Mukavischom Mos Yehoshua ben Nun. Just like in the one Prazi is referring to that those cities that are walled around from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, so to the other Prazi also refers to cities that are walled around it from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, which is it's interesting because the pasuk in questions, the pasuk in Devarim, it's also from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Achronim asked the question, why do we say cities that are walled from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun? It should be in cities that are walled around it from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it could be the connection to Eretz Yisrael thing. That since we're trying, you add in that Yerushalmi, not to be lachol kavod Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu never made it into Eretz Yisrael. So Bishlam Reb Shuben Karchal, so we want a dafka associated with the one who did bring us into Eretz Yisrael. Bishlam Reb Shuben Karchal Amr Ketani Didan Delesle Prazi Prazi. I understand why Reb Shuben Karchal doesn't want to say like our Mishnah. He just doesn't know that this drasha of Prazi Prazi. But Tani Didan My Time Alam Krebi Shuben Tani Didan My Time Alam Krebi Shuben Karchal. Why does our Tana not want to say like Reb Shuben Karchal that it depends on Mukefes Choma? So what do you mean My Time? The Ha'isle Prazi Prazi. What do you mean? He has a Gzer Shava. He's not choosing not to say like Reb Shuben Karchal. He has a gzeir shavu that tells him not to say like Reb Shuben Karcha. Now, Haki Kamar, El Shushan Davdin Keman, Lo Kaprazim, Lo Kumukafin. It turns out that Shushan is sort of caught in between, because Shushan is not really a walled city then, by the definition of a walled city. Shushan didn't have a city didn't have a wall around from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So Shushan is neither. It's not a walled city, yet it doesn't read on the 14th like any non-walled city. So Amarav, Ram Lakadi, Shani Shushan, Hol Vanasa Benes. Yeah, Shushan gets to be an exception because that's where the Nes happened. So Shushan, even though it didn't have a wall from days of Yeshua ben Nun, it reads on the 15th. Bishlam alatani didan hainu duksim medina medina ir v'ir. According to our Tana, I understand why it says medina medina and v'ir v'ir. Medina medina l'chali ben mukaf mukaf mas Yeshua ben Nun mukaf mukaf mas Achashverosh. Medina medina is telling me that there's a difference between cities that are walled around from days of Yeshua ben Nun and cities that are walled around from the days of Achashverosh. That only those cities that are walled around from the days of Yeshua ben Nun would read Megillah on the 15th. And ir v'ir nami l'chali ben Shushan l'shar ayaros. And then ir v'ir tells me that even those cities that didn't have a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there's one of them that's going to read on the 15th, namely Shushan. El Rabbi Shuben Karcha, Bishlam Medina Medina, L'chalik bin Shushan Shar Yaros. According to Rabbi Shuben Karcha, I know what Medina Medina is coming to do. It's coming to distinguish between Shushan and other cities. Eli Ir V'ir L'mayasa. But what's Ir V'ir coming to do? So I'm Rabbi Shuben Karcha, Ultan Dan Min Nicha. Wait, even according to our Tana, does it work out any better? Kibun De Islay Prazi Prazi Medina Medina Lamali. Once you have Prazi Prazi, Medina Medina is still extra. El Akralu Drasha Uda'asa. It must be that there's some Drasha to be made from the extra words in the Pasuk. Ukhtir Rabbi Shuben Levi Uda'asa. What Drasha? Like the Drasha of Rabbi Shuben Levi. Levi, Damer Bishua ben Levi, Krach v'kala samuchlo, v'kala nirimo, nidon ki krach. Not only is the city considered like a city, but anything that's near the city, anything that could be seen from the city, is considered, or any place that sees the city from it, is nidon ki krach, is viewed as a big city that has a wall from Dez Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore would read on Tesvav. Ad kama, how close does it have to be? What does it mean, samachlo? Am Rabbi Yirmi Vitam Rabbi Chia Baraba, kimachmasan le Tveria meal. Like from the distance from chamasan le Tveria to which is the distance of a meal. Velema meal, just say it's the distance of a meal. Why do you have to give me the names of two cities? So, kamashman the Shira the meal, kama avi kimachmasan le Tveria. It's coming to tell me how big a meal is. In case you don't know how big a meal is, if you happen to know where these two cities are, the distance between these two cities is exactly a meal. But that's the definition of samachlo. That's what we do with the extra words Medina, and therefore there's no kasha on Rabbi Shimon Karcha, nor a kasha on the Tana of our Mishnah. Each one holds the definition of Mekabes Choma slightly different than the other. Okay, but from Elisha, we'll pick up there, I guess, tomorrow. Three lines from the bottom. I'll pick up in Camp 3.